I can understand people who were Titans fans when they made the Super Bowl run, when they, like, those teams had, like, oh, these are cool players to root for. And now it's like, hell yeah, time to go see Ryan Tannehill throw it around.
You would think that most reasonable Titans fans, they discovered football in, like, 1998, or, like, started to watch football in, like, 1998, sure. 99. And they were like, hell yeah, these dudes are cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's no way you could have, like, gotten into the Titans in 2011.
No, there's some freak out there. They probably live in, like, Poland. They're probably like, I wanted to learn American football, so I just decided to adopt a team. And I really enjoyed the 2011 Tennessee Titans because I did not know what football was. But now my loyalties are cash sunk. It's already done.
Jake Locker is a national hero here in Poland.
He was done poorly. I feel like he could have been a success. Sincerely, Yaroslav from Gdansk.
Let's see. I don't think there's a lot of NFL and national market.
Yeah, who's the Titans international team?
Households are there?
Not available.
That's right. That's right.
We're keeping that for us.
You get the moon, Titans. Congrats.
I know this, though, that there is a middle school principal in Williamson County that a couple of my family members have been educated under the aegis of, and he was just hanging around, and they're like, that's our principal. And I was like, ha, huh, cool, he seems nice, kind of a, you know, looks fit. And they're like, yeah, so that's our principal, and he played for the Titans. Like, what? He goes, yeah, he played for the Titans. And I was like, oh, that's wild. That's wild. What?
I have no choice but to believe you.
Yeah, what does he do, that guy in a bow tie? And they're like, oh, well, he's that's Kevin Dyson.
Huh. What?
Kevin Dyson is the principal at Centennial High School, or at least he was.
What the fuck?
And he'd worked his way up. And the best part was nobody mentioned it like, hey, that's Kevin Dyson, our principal's the wide receiver, and he played for the Titans. It was like, yeah, there's our principal, he's cool, and as a hobby he played for an NFL franchise.
He built ships and bottles.
Yeah, he came up 1 yard short in a Super Bowl.
Nobody's
like, did you know he played for the Utah Utes? And then some other teams after that.
I think there should be a high school in the greater Nashville area that is entirely staffed by former Titans. Like, oh, be like, wow, Bruce Matthews is Titans foundling math teacher. This
Titans
is wild.
Foundling Academy.
Yes.
Batman Jones and Woodshop. I don't know.
This is an NFL podcast. Last week it was all Mike Allstott. This week, the Titans.
Lendell White.
The important thing is that it's all brought to you by Coors Light.
That's right.
This episode brought to you by Coors Light.
Let's start this show.
Refreshment.
Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast. You are
chill.
You are listening to the only college
football
podcast.
I feel like holding up
podcast.
Scorecards during the welcome. That was least an 8. That might have been a 9. That was a really good one, I thought.
What is your grading criteria? Like, what?
I don't know. It's all
for?
Vibes. Entirely vibes.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. To continue the NFL conversation, by the way,
I'm East Germany, I guess.
Just remember that this episode is brought to you by Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment made to chill.
I said that.
I want to talk a little bit about boy math.
Yeah, I'm glad we're going to do this.
Boy math!
Is boy math a band I'm not aware of?
Probably.
Okay. Probably, he right. says, opening a tab and Googling boy math.
Let me search. I will search.
Nope.
Last FM, no results.
Damn.
It's available.
All right. Let's take it.
Yep.
Boy math. That's the name of our band. Cerber, you have to assign us instruments. Yes, I don't know how to play anything.
Cerber, you're the musical talent. So.
Yeah, I'm absolutely.
You don't know how to play anything? Bassist. You're good.
Yeah. No, I was going to claim bass. God damn it.
Wow.
No, it's only
guitar.
Guitar. You have to have
only
your
four
own
buttons.
Ride.
Guitar.
All right.
Granted.
Guitar.
Yeah. Drums. Fine. I'll take drums.
Thank you, Animal.
Wow, I'm vocals. Okay. I've done it before. It's fine.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're the only one who's actually published a musical work, correct?
What did you want to say about Boy Math?
Boy Math is this, that there was a long time ago when Florida was switching coaches and Jeremy Foley was really excited. He's our athletic director at the time and was really good at a lot of things, but was terrible at hiring football coaches and really liked guys who got it. Like, that was Jeremy Foley's weakness. He's like, that guy gets it. You know, like, I like that guy. He's definitely a dude. I'm going to hire that guy. And a guy who gets it and who's a dude that he wanted to hire on multiple occasions was Josh McDaniels, because he was desperate to get a little bit of the Bill Belichick shine into the Florida football programming, not realizing that most of Bill Belichick's assistants are lackeys, that Bill Belichick is just saying, please go do this.
He hoards the knowledge. He gives them none of it. Like,
he's
correct.
He's like a brain network that has conduits that he brings in. One's called Josh. One's called Bill. They have names, but you just pop them out and insert a new one.
Yeah, it helps less to think of them as CPUs or processors, and more as relay pods. That's really all they are.
This is our new offensive coordinator, Sega Game Gear.
That's right. This is thumb. This is my favorite thumb drive, Matt Patricia. Yeah, the
CDR, I think.
Actually, thumb drive for Matt Patricia might be a little generous.
He'd eat it 100%.
Yeah.
But shape wise, I like where we're going.
Shape wise, and he would love the drive part. Thank you.
Yeah. Stay low, thumb.
Yeah.
Low thumb wins.
Everybody, wherever you are, if you're listening in your car, if you're in your office right now, try to talk to the pad of your thumb, like directly to it. Turn it towards yourself.
Try to inspire it.
That's very difficult.
Because it kind of makes you do a little head tilt, like a very conversational head tilt.
Sure.
So this was the dude that man Foley wanted bad, okay? And we made some bad hires, but I'm pretty sure I would have committed felonies if they had ended up hiring Josh McDaniels, who I don't trust anyways because his eyes are way too close together. Those dudes just don't think they see the whole field. Additionally.
Wait, nope. We're going to expand on this.
No,
he
does.
No, go on. No, let's
get into it. Passing cone is too narrow.
It is Spencer Hall. Passing cone is too narrow. It is Spencer Hall's naturalist hour, and we are going to get into this.
Yeah, this is one of my prejudices. You got to have your eyes.
He has anti-horse vision.
Yeah, you got to have your eyes wide.
Please don't make this weirdly eugenics. Please.
No,
this is why birds are such good quarterbacks.
Okay, yeah.
I just don't trust him. I don't trust him as coaches, right? Then I'll see the whole field.
You give me a lizard and 53 athletes, and I'll win you a Lombardi.
A gecko?
Jordy LaForge, hell of a quarterback, let me tell you what.
Honestly,
safeties couldn't tell where he was going with the ball.
The Phil Jerkovic or Jordy LaForge challenge. Let's go. But Josh McDaniels is now coaching the Raiders, which, yeah. And
I like the pause for laughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, listener, did you think that talking about the Titans was depressing and pointless? Congrats. It's the Las Vegas Raiders.
Still brought to you by Coors Light.
So let's just do some boy math. Okay. This is when.
Still don't know what boy math is.
You're about to find out. Boy math is this. You're down 8 with 2 minutes and 22 seconds to go.
This would never happen to me.
Yeah, you'd be up.
Was that boy math?
I know. Ryan, you're down 8 with 2 minutes.
Wow. Fair.
And 22 seconds.
You know what? Fair. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. I'm fired before preseason, brother. At least you made it. Okay.
The George O'Leary of our show. Please continue.
Yes.
Oh, he's dead.
Is he?
It's not important. It's not important. Keep going.
Down 8 with 2 minutes and 22 seconds to go.
Yep.
All right. What do you do if you are reasonably within?
You've left out like 8.
I know I've left out some context.
Do you have the ball?
You've left out a salient piece of
information. You have the ball.
And let's say we're in scoring territory.
Am I within 10 yards, let's say, of a touchdown?
You know what? You are. Okay.
What down is it?
Jesus Christ.
We'll get the exact... down in distance here,
really
just to satisfy the analytics. Look, I told you this
boy
was boy
math is a word problem where you're not given all the information, but you push forward anyways.
That's correct.
You might have thought, dear listener, that Spencer was establishing Josh McDaniels as the boy mather. Spencer himself is walking. Right.
To be clear,
a train leaves El Paso at 3:57. What time
where
will
is
the
it
bird
now?
Land on? It's like, what the hell are you talking about?
I'm going to give you the first one.
How
okay?
many sandwiches are in the dining
How many
car?
Miles away is the sun from?
You're at 4th and 5.
Trick questions. Yeah.
On the Pittsburgh 29. 4th and 5.
Just crack.
Yeah.
Okay, with 3:11 left.
Yeah.
Come original.
What do you do? You're down 5, okay?
No, you're not down 5.
I'm sorry, no, I'm sorry, at this point. You're down 8. You're down 8.
Sir, please leave all this in.
Ryan, you want to be down 5, don't you?
What do you do?
What we're learning,
you know what? If this had been explained to Josh McDaniels like this, I understand.
No,
what
he would have totally
next.
Got it. What do you, how do you think he understood it? This is totally how he got it. Ryan, what do you do?
I would go for it on 4th.
Can we start over?
Because I need to get a touchdown rather and a 2-point conversion. And if I don't, I'm giving them the ball at a place where I can still get a defensive stop and try again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that is not what professional coach Josh McDaniels,
sure,
and one-time Florida Gator candidate for head coach would do. He decided to kick it, and they kicked it with 3:11 left. It was good, but it was nullified by a penalty on Pittsburgh. So they get the ball at the 14, first and 10, with 3:10 left, and they drive all the way down to the Pittsburgh 8. Okay, it's 4th and 4. The time left is 2:22 on the clock. You've been given another chance, Ryan. The football gods have smiled on you. What do you do?
Your boyfriend is a Pittsburgh 8.
It's 4th and 4, he said.
It was a Jacksonville 2.
It's 4th and 4.
How is that possible?
Huh. Math. Boy, math.
It's 4th and 4, and I can still get a first down. It's not 4th and goal, right?
That is correct.
You're asking Spencer.
That is correct. No, it's
adorable.
First yard marker is at the 4. So yeah.
Okay.
You know what is great? There are people listening right now who watched this game.
Yeah, and they're screaming.
They already know what happened.
Having committed to a course of action, I continue on that course of action and don't try to double back and relive the choose your own adventure that I passed up.
Mm-hmm.
So I go for it. That's not what Josh McDaniels did. He kicked a field goal.
You're doing math. He did boy math. Because, you know, you're going to have to get it back anyway. So.
I imagine the Raiders fan base took this with equanimity.
Neutral observers I saw were calling for him to be jailed. So. in the most cowardly lion punting type way, calling for him to be jailed. That, friends, is boy math.
Do you know who Josh McDaniels first worked for?
No.
Out of college.
Let's find patient zero. Who did it?
He was a grad assistant at Michigan State under Nick Saban.
Josh
McDaniels has worked
I just kind
for,
of assumed he was grown in a lab in Foxborough.
He's worked for Nick Saban. He's worked for Bill Belichick. Two guys who, you know, maybe you can point to, like, they don't do this well, or this is, like, a flaw that they have. But nobody's ever said of either of these two, oh, they have catastrophic game management problems. And yet, oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just a little note. When somebody says, you know, what is boy math? Boy math is being like, I'll go for the same field goal twice.
The boy math wasn't the decision. The boy math was the discussion afterwards, I would argue. Because
yeah, no, I agree with that.
It's the insisting that I needed two possessions when everybody understands that's not true, but saying, like, no, I needed to have two. That's the boy
math. It is
math
like thing. Trying to put a small child to bed.
Sure.
And you're only out. And this is a delight because
it's like hearing it. And it's not like hearing no. It's like hearing, hey, it's a buddy. It's time for bed. I'm a spaceman. That's not in dispute. But you still need to brush your teeth.
To bring this back to our area of expertise, and I say that with all the grains of salt.
Oh, thank God.
I think Josh McDaniels' boy math brain would actually work much better in college football. And let me tell you why.
Go on.
The NFL tends to be a like well-oiled machine where smart people are making rational choices. And if you are the dummy doing boy math, you stick out pretty sincerely. The same way that, like, when Josh McDaniels and the Broncos were like, first round pick on Tim Tebow, there's some boy math for you. I want a horse for a quarterback.
You also have a phalanx of people whose entire job it is to keep the media from talking to you. So
sure. Yeah. Yes. You have a ton of resources at your disposal to not fuck. Like, you get fucking tablets on the sideline in the NFL. Was it JMU's coach who held up a cell phone during their game? And they were
whoa,
that'll zap your nuts, brother. Don't put that away. And I think Josh McDaniels, if he coached in college, would just be one more boy math artist amongst his companions. And I can see this working in college football, not because it's smart, but because it's crazy. And I can absolutely see the scenario where it's like, yeah, I don't know, Indiana kicked a field goal there, but then they got the ball back and they won the game. It was fucking stupid, but it worked.
So we're saying, come on down, brother. Come on down.
Drop down a level. I think Josh McDaniels, Florida head coach, is the destiny that Spencer so richly deserves.
You can quite clearly do worse.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yes.
Yeah, you have.
Not we'll now. We'll see. Numerous times. Before.
No, I mean, if Josh Daniels is coming on down, let's see. Because you know what a job is open. He's coached there before. It's where he got his start.
He's not. No, we're not.
Oh,
Michigan State head football coach Josh McDaniels.
Jesus.
Sure. Why not? I don't see
why not. This is very fun for the listeners who really don't follow college football and are like, oh, the Michigan State job's open? They've never talked about that.
We have another story to tell you.
We'll get the guy who found out about Bob Stoops' retirement from our show found us on Blue Sky the other day.
That's right.
That's great. Found out. Like 8 months later, if I recall correctly.
Yeah,
which is
Friend, go Google Mel Tucker sexual harassment, Michigan State. You'll get caught up.
So I think on the subject of things boys think about, there have been a number. This boy math is just one of many trends. Heavy quote fingers around the word trends, which on the internet that means like one person said something and caught the attention of one other person, and therefore it's declared a trend. But there's been a spate of these trends lately about things boys/men think about, right? The Roman Empire. I swear every boy thinks all day long about the Roman Empire. No, they don't.
While that was happening, the TikToks were adorable.
Yeah, because everyone's playing along. That's fine. You know. It's great. It's wonderful. It's good to play along with jokes. And you know, and then the last, as of this recording, the most recent one is every man, every time they enter a room, is playing fucking Rainbow Six in their head and thinking of all the ways to tactically take down everyone who might ingress or egress. And they do this because their brains all have combat PTSD from serving in whatever. No.
From playing Rainbow Six.
Right. That part, valid, yes. But, like, it's
I shouldn't have left my flashbangs at home.
There's been this weird thing on the internet for the past month about like things men think about, and it's all just such a fucking work. Like there are things that are surely disproportionately thought about by the brains of people who identify as men versus other kinds of brains. Yeah, sure. But like, it's all very performative, the things that everyone is just sort of going along with. Like, as a person who probably statistically does think about Rome more than the average person, just because, like, I don't know, I read the New fucking Testament a lot and I play Civ a lot. So, like, there, that's my Rome excuse. But, like, no, I don't feel like more of a dude because of it. Like, it's this weird thing where we're all humoring each other by like, oh, I can only think about boy thoughts. I think about trucks all the time. I can't help it because I'm such a boy. Like, no, you think about everything, and like, it's okay to think about everything. You don't have to pretend to think about trucks more than you do, just to impress some made up person who thinks boys think about trucks.
Josh McDaniels, you know he thinks about trucks.
He's like,
I wish the Roman Empire had trucks. That would have
been. Would a truck kick this field goal? Or
absolutely not. Honk, honk.
Yeah, look at no.
Except now
exactly. Like, look in his head and tell me you don't hear. Do, 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 do. Thomas was very cross. Like, that's
in a Midwest.
Look at that face. I'm right.
Sir, lose him hat.
Yeah. What do you? By the way, Jason, like when you enter a room. See, I tend to when I enter a room, I tend to not know where I am and not really think about it.
Yes, we know.
Yeah.
Yes. So, like, I mean, I do have the habit that was ingrained in me by various men in my family of like sit facing the door so you can escape if shit jumps off. Right. It is this habit, and I fight it like that's so fucking stupid. I'm not going to do that. Right. Like I get how it's ingrained. You know, and like if I was, and like, fuck, I've been in dangerous situations and shit, sure, and having awareness, sure, that's normal, that's human. But like this idea that all dudes are just constantly going around sizing up shit is like you're performing. You're
well,
totally
like, yeah,
performing.
if you walk in that room, that something's actually going to happen. You know what's going to happen? It's going to happen. That's it. Like you're like, okay, I've identified all the threats. No, you haven't.
That's why
you're
I don't
in danger.
Want you to be an air marshal.
Yeah. And it's also not specifically a male thing. Like I was talking to my daughter, she was like, every time I'm in a car, I think about like if this car exploded and went flipping through the air, here are the maneuvers I would do in order to land on my feet. And I'm like, right. Fuck yes. That's a normal human brain.
Everybody's playing BeamMG in their head. That's what they're doing, right? They're playing like automotive crash simulator in their head and they're like, no, I'm in the trunk. It's fine. Maybe, yeah, I got some scrapes. Maybe I tore an ACL. I'm good. Yeah, like that's why they call it danger. You're not going to anticipate that. It's not like you go walk in the room like it's like, and I've talked about this, but you're not going to walk in the room like it's Hitman. You're like, yeah, I'm going to take the banana. I'm going to take out the guard. Then I'm going to steal his clothes without the person 7 feet away from me noticing by hiding behind a plant. Then I will execute my plan to cross the room and attain the remote control. That's not.
I have leveled up Persuade. I will simply talk to everyone. Yeah, no, I have not, actually.
There's one thought like this that I think spans, at least in America, all genders. Like, it's not gender specific at all. You are driving, and you come... You're driving on the highway specifically, and you find yourself behind a flatbed trailer that is...
Yup! Ramp time. Yup!
It's ramp time.
Yup!
Yeah.
Yep, okay. Mario Kart. Okay.
It's
yep,
crazy
it's
taxi
going.
Time.
Okay. Yep, mm-hmm. yep,
okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's just normal brain processing.
That's just a frequent one of mine.
That type of shit is like that person thought. We don't have to call it boy thought. That's right. Person thought.
Person thought.
Like, all this shit is like, we're like, everyone's terrible at math. Everyone has terrible ideas about what they do in a car wreck. These are person thoughts. We don't have to pretend that, like, oh, girl brains are so boring and normal. No! Everyone has stupid person thoughts.
So, like, this is relevant to football because I think everybody goes, how could you not see that blitzer? And I'm like, man, do you know the average shit you trip over all the fucking time? Right? Like, just think about the last thing you tripped over in your house. It was probably huge and very avoidable. But you were thinking about something else or distracted. Like, Cade Klubnik gets blown up this weekend. You're like, man, how do you not see that blitzer? I'm like, he's real fast. And you were looking downfield? That's probably why. It's probably a real simple explanation. You
There's
know?
Also a version of this that they do online. Is girl math was the original joke. Like, girls are bad at math was the original joke. It's like, did you know how many girls I've known who are better at math than me? You know what I mean? You're like, like there's a child in my house who's female who's better at math than I've ever been in my entire life. Like,
dinner was a good version of this. As
girl
well.
Dinner was valid, and as was Alex McDaniel's point that all tailgates are girl dinner. that is the only
brilliant
version
Alex.
Of any of these jokes that I'm completely on board with.
But tailgates are also guy dinner because you're like, what am I eating today? And you're like, oh, I'm gonna have a rib.
No, but it requires.
But if it's a paper plate, if it's a paper plate with a rib and a Snickers bar and like a dollop of something that has neither to do with either of those, that is girl dinner
as
with one extremely boy-coded object on it.
Well, we have to code negative. Lady behavior, which is wild to me because they're counted on
thank
to be
God.
The backbone.
Thank God somebody on the internet
finally,
is
someone,
finally right,
someone taking the gals down a peg
Let
at last.
Know that women need to stop being all women-y.
It's so fucking wild that like we put so much of civilization's burden.
Right now.
The though, that we put so much of civilization's burden on women to do everything.
No, and, don't in order, start.
No, you take.
Why are you pointing at me?
I'm pointing at Ryan through the internet. Here,
it's about time.
I'm keeping my mouth shut like I should.
Don't like, put on your ally costume.
No,
now,
to do like one
say
normal.
Say what you want to say.
This is what a feminist looks like.
Being betrayed.
You know, when I
this
said
is vengeance
my
for me being like, Ryan, you'd be a mediocre NFL head coach. And when he's like, I'll
finally,
accuse you of being
when
sexist.
I feel like it's a peace and quiet in the man cave. I turned like, on the shutdown full cast.
Like, I had a weird dinner, so I'll have to call it girl dinner.
Let's,
no,
get, into the
weird
pull,
dinner.
Let's get into this.
You could do that. You don't have
on
to make
college
it a code
football
thing.
Podcast that's been screaming gender is a construct for a decade.
Yeah, you don't have
right.
to do that.
Lay some bro code on us, buddy.
Yeah.
God.
Fellas, when you know when your wife comes home and you're like, ew, go
just
away.
Shut up.
Oh, why are you wifing all over my house? And it's my house, too.
Shut
clear.
Up and go away. I'm listening to the shutdown forecast. You were just kidding.
You'll laugh. This will like have
it's
massive ratings.
Trucks.
Wow.
This is how's about it dinosaurs.
One? How's it number one on iTunes, Josh
Lake
McDaniels?
Josh is like, these guys get it.
Yeah, Josh McDaniels like.
Talk about it. Man, this whole thing's been about a late kick, Josh. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Josh McDaniels is the other late kick Josh. That's wild.
That's incredible.
These guys are everywhere.
Josh McDaniels somewhere out there like watching
boys love
the
to kick late. Yeah. You know, there's one thing a dude's going to do. It's spend all day waiting to kick.
I was trying to sit quietly throughout that last segment because I was trying to stay in my lane. But can I point out one really, because of where I'm from and how I grew up, I need to point out one very insidious danger.
Okay.
In all of this, in this conversation, and that is activating the one friend that you have, and everybody's got one who's really like this.
Mm.
Oh, who's really
because
like what?
You're not going to escape, Ryan. You've met him.
Friend or relative, right?
Oh, are you talking about like that?
Sorry. I'm talking about the guy escaping from a room.
The danger ranger?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. The danger ranger.
You run up on the one friend who's exactly like this. You're not escaping this conversation for 4 hours.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Danger ranger.
See that? But yeah, every friend group does have a danger ranger.
No, wait, you've met this guy too. He was at my wedding.
Yeah. It's the person who looks around and goes, yeah, I don't know. Shit might pop off. Like, that's... There is somebody in that group.
If we have tactical egress at 0200, you and me, we're the ones responsible for getting the.
This is my friend who. This is my friend who open carried into his job at Banana Republic.
I googled Banana Republic. They're dangerous.
Do we mean a Banana Republic?
No. I mean like franchise. I mean like Knoxville, Tennessee, Westtown Mall Banana Republic.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting for the hunter to get me. I'll tell you that.
Some guy steps up,
you gotta be careful with these conversations because they're tiresome until they're not, and everybody's got one.
Sure.
There's one in every group.
The very southern version of this guy is like, you know, when the looters show up.
I think the important thing is to give your friend. If you have this friend, you need to give them challenges that you can disguise as like getting shit done around your house. Be like, ooh. Man,
oh, this is always the guy that we can call when we're locked out of the car. He has uses.
Use this person as an asset.
He's at the Banana Republic. Like some guy comes out of the dressing room and he's like, "Oh boy, I've been eating. These pants are a little too tight." And he's like, "You hear the Metal Gear like noise? You know?" He's like, "Oh God,
yeah."
He's hostile. He's aroused. He's agitated.
In the NFL, there is no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of a game. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. As the official sleep wellness partner of the NFL, Sleep Number's mission is to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. Sleep is essential for recovery, and we all have unique needs. That's why Sleep Number smart beds are perfect for couples, with individualized settings for each side. Since 2018, Sleep Number and the NFL have teamed up to bring quality sleep to elite athletes. 8 out of 10 NFL players, including 80% of Kansas City Chiefs players, trust Sleep Number for their best rest. And now, during Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed, plus special financing for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store for details.
I had an intrusive thought that I don't think is necessarily gender.
Was it about trucks or was it a girl?
Yeah, wait, we should, while we have four of you here, we should try and figure out what is the common thread.
My thought, and I'm going to start by asking it to Spencer. And I don't know why I had this thought, but that's true of many things I say on this.
This is going to skew your sample size, whatever it is.
Why are you so sexist?
Well, why are you?
If a government official came to you today and said, Spencer,
I'd be looking for the exits, brother.
Where? Someone please point the exits out.
Am
to
I
me.
Being
I
detained?
And said, I grab a
am
banana.
I free to go?
And said, yeah. Spencer, we're going to give you as many eggs as you will need for the rest of your life.
Oh, no.
We're not going to give them to you all at once. They'll come to you at regular pace.
Wait, what so kind of eggs?
What kind of egg? Just chicken like, eggs. Just,
okay,
that is
okay.
A disturbing question.
How many spider eggs do you want in your house?
I knew you were going to jump to, so it's like she's going to jump to spider eggs first.
What? The government official might jump to spider eggs. Ungrateful.
Is this government stooge giving me cage-free eggs?
Yeah, cage-free, organic.
Okay. Nice eggs. That's good.
Happy chickens. Awesome. Okay.
Okay.
But you have to tell us. You have to tell us the number, and if you go over, and you are committing to consume this many eggs from now until the date of your death.
Okay, so I'm going to live another 7 years. Like at best. So yeah. That's 2,555 days.
Yeah. How many?
So
eggs
that's
do
my
you
that's
day?
My answer. I could do an egg a day reasonably before I get sick of them. Hmm. Right? Because some
you,
days I'm gonna eat two.
But are you using eggs for anything else?
But buddy, I'm not baking. That's
are you throwing them at cars? Are
that's
you
what girls
them at cars?
Do.
Yeah.
That's
this
what
is boy.
Girls
yeah.
Do.
This is boy math.
Yeah, right here in the
it
man
does not
cave.
Contain the number egg.
That's in the kitchen. Food only comes out of it. I don't go into it.
Anything with eggs that takes more than 3 minutes isn't for men.
I sit at the top of the stairs and I just scream at the kitchen until eggs appear in my hand.
I cook eggs Ghostbuster style. I smash them on the counter and I make them cook with my mind.
Fellas, is it gay to go with the Industrial Revolution?
I just put the egg in the microwave.
Yeah,
so
don't see what happens.
Or anything.
That's the move. So you want 2,000 some eggs.
Yeah, for the next 7 years of my life, it's 2,555 eggs. I'm probably good with that.
Okay, cool.
That's my boy math.
All right.
That's it.
I just wanted to know.
We're not going
to...
This isn't an episode of The Box or anything.
No.
No.
We're not going to ask anybody else about this, and you're going to wonder why.
Yeah.
Nope.
2,000, this is... No,
don't worry
this,
about it.
I know. It's some long setup.
Don't ever think
and
about
I'm
it
ready
again.
For it, yeah. I like that
don't worry about it.
I like that a government man is just willy-nilly offering produce.
It's not produce!
What produce is?
Poultry. Poultry?
If you go to the grocery store and you walk into the produce and scream, "Where are the eggs?"
It's not
they probably just give it to me. Public square shopping is
actually,
a pleasure.
We gotta defer to Jason here. He's right.
Yeah. It's not produce in terms of the department at the grocery store.
Yeah,
I'm with you there.
Yeah,
if that's what you mean.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. That means
yeah.
It is the produce of the farm.
Eggs are technically pre-poultry, right?
Oh,
oh my God!
What do you mean, right?
As we know, this is the original philosophical debate.
Yeah.
So we're making great progress here.
Yeah, but I'm not baking, so like we can cut down on the eggs
yeah,
entirely.
Yeah, that's for girls.
Yeah, that's right. That's
the how much chicken would you want from this government official?
Oh,
more
than that.
Right?
Oh, yeah, a lot more. Yeah, I can knock off a chicken a day.
Wow. So that's two chickens a day.
Like
one
a
of them's
video
in a shell.
Game character.
You're going to store so much.
You're going to give me four health.
Are they just, listen, do I have to cook it?
Two if things I need. A barrel and a whole roast chicken to put inside of it that I can punch.
If somebody brought a whole
armful
rotisserie
of chicken
to my house every day.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Should that's we start that app?
Yes. Boy meal. That's what we're going to call it.
But I don't have to gender code it, Ryan. There are plenty of lady slobs out there who would be just as happy to have
rotisserie
chicken.
Frou-frou ingredient deliveries asking you to mix things like cilantro and peppers. Well, it's boy meal. We send you one roast chicken every goddamn day,
every
and that's
day.
It.
So you don't have to think, make a decision. Yeah.
Roast. I'm just gonna throw it at fire and pull it out of it.
I'm gonna summon lightning. That's what I'll do.
Yeah, you're going to cut the wood for 2 days. Then you're going to be like, wood delivery service seems like a worthy investment for the tribe.
That's more manly for me.
That is more. Less. My time is very valuable. That's why I need to go play Hitman again.
I need to pretend to be thinking about empires.
She likes cutting the wood. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
That is, yeah.
It makes her butt look hot. does all the exercise. That's why we do it that way.
Now it's a hand in the dirt episode.
Organizing the entire household around complete lack of effort and making butts look hot. These are the priorities
no
of our
for
tribe.
Me, butt hot for you. That's how we run things around here.
Yeah, you know that guy on TikTok who's like all hot and chopping wood? That's going to be you, baby. That's good. But a girl.
Not me, no. No, yeah, not no, me, no. No, no, no. I'm not going to be that guy. No.
If you've seen King of Queens, that's the goal. Me, Kevin James.
I got these greasy chicken hands. I can't be holding them. That's crazy.
All right, listen.
It's not safe. Not for me, because I have a plan for what to do if my own axe flies
I will
into
simply
my forehead.
Dodge the axe as it hurtles towards me.
I will simply make use of tactical rolls and various impact rolls, and I will climb into the fucking ducts and the air ducts.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually my plan. Except my not gonna sneak, and I'm gonna stomp around up there.
So let's talk about a thing that is boycotted on the internet as well, and that's that men think about which animals they could fight and how. Uh-huh. But
well, that's absolutely true.
Don't women engage in this as well? Do women engage in this in the slightest? Do women think not at all?
No,
I think that's a shame.
Is it?
I do. I don't personally think about it in terms of me and my body. I think about it a lot in terms of other people. But that might be because I hang out with you guys a lot.
So what kind of fights are you booking?
I don't really ever picture myself in a fight.
If you're
the Don King of this situation, setting up bouts.
I'm only speaking about you. You don't think about what animal you want to fight. Okay. You think about what animal you would like to keep as a pet.
To tame?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. No.
Yeah.
Not to tame. Just to keep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just.
Yeah.
Holly's actually wonderful in terms of how accepting she is of an animal's nature and does not want to tame it. She's just like, one big spider. Holly is like, tiger, neat. Me, I'm like, manageable tiger. Manageable
We're not
tiger.
Getting back into how you think you can commune with animals.
No, specifically.
Okay, the problem is he's right, except we haven't tested it on big cats yet, and he thinks that that would be the same.
With lions, no.
Well, you got 7 years.
You were on tigers for a minute.
No, but they're a single-serving animal.
And then we convinced you that tigers were single-serving animals.
Serving? What do we mean by that?
So, lions. Many lions. Tigers. One tiger only.
Yeah.
Tigers are not pack animals. Yeah.
But women don't, on the whole, I think the whole animal fighting thing is... If you want to go
and this
ahead
is how we talk Spencer out of voting a tiger.
Maybe a lion, though?
I genuinely think you could befriend a lion.
One, bro. But yeah, I think that's Holly's diversion into that area.
It is.
Is whether it could be a pet.
I'm sorry for momentarily pretending that I was better than y'all.
Listeners of the full cast, we know it's all bros here, as we've already established. Ask your lady, have you ever thought about fighting an animal?
I imagine killing a lot of people. Not fighting.
That's girl talk.
Okay, well, let's ask your kids to ask their mom
what kind of animals
to ask their mom.
While you're punishing your kids, tell them
further
to pass
coding.
Along a message to your wife.
Further coding.
Give them a late kick and tell them to ask their mom.
Sorry, honey, I gotta go do some girl crime. It was girl
crime.
It was girl murder.
Okay, that's the corollary I was gonna mention. Women think about killing a lot, not necessarily fighting.
Killing,
fighting, no.
No, guys are like, I want to fight an animal, and women are like, I want to kill that guy.
We spend thinking about which kind of bears we might could wrestle. Another woman starts a murder podcast.
That's the other thing is that like, and maybe this is wrong. But I think like
anti-murder podcasts
where dudes where dude-coded people are talking about like, I think I could fight an antelope or whatever bullshit. Shit that's never going to happen. Lady-coded people are in group text being like, here is how we kill our partners.
Yes.
And get away with it.
Yes.
Like, there's a much more actionable path to the mind of, to that mindset. Like, we're not going to fight, fight animals.
Interesting, right?
Which does seem, which again, this does seem like
overthink. I can't relate to my current circumstances, but.
Because I'm extremely killable. Like, that's
you are,
like.
You are extremely killable.
Extremely killable.
Not so far.
Yeah, like extremely murderable. Because I was looking lions, at that. No, not by lions. That's not murder. Well, that's the way of nature.
What
that's
makes boy
dinner.
More
that's boy dinner.
Like, are you some sort of a lemming?
I just, when I walk in the room, I was like watching that entire discussion unfold and thinking, like, when was the last time I walked in the room and was like, identify threats? And I was like,
we did
never.
A couple weeks ago, that you'd be really easy to rob.
Never.
But is part of that because, like, you walk into people and people are like, oh, don't fuck with that guy. He looks big and strong and he's got a big beard.
Maybe for different
reasons. Then he opens his mouth.
Yeah, then I open my mouth and they're like, I'm going to rob this fucker. Yeah.
There is something very funny about, like, the thing about where we try to teach boys and men, like, yes, at this Chili's, you must face the door so you can identify any possible threats to you and your delicious meal. But we don't teach them, like, you should know the name of your child's pediatrician.
Yeah. Do you know your phone number? Or is it just programmed into the phone?
Here's how you escape. Yeah. If an RPG strikes it.
Like, what's your blood type?
Let's teach you about the real threats. Do you have health insurance?
Child's fucking wheezing and waiting for an EpiPen, and you're like, that window looks big enough that I can squeeze out if need be.
Like, I love that people are like, you have to make sure that there's not a Taliban terrorist in the corner. Sometimes they hide behind large wardrobes.
And I'm like, your wife pinned a note to your shirt with your blood type and your home address
right,
on it.
Before you went out the other night.
Before you went to Burning Man.
Yeah.
We are not the same.
You know, you were smoking next to a generator at the tailgate for Florida, Georgia, right?
You've done that.
Yeah, but I don't if smoke. It blew up, I would Boss. Have done a cartwheel while doing John Wick gun foo.
Right. You were scared to drive into Atlanta, so you took your AR-15 in the back of your F-150, but you didn't actually fight your greatest opponent, heart disease. You know, like, that's... I gotta keep myself safe! Sure, buddy.
When some shit goes down at this Shoney's, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why dudes love Metal Gear Solid. It's just like a bunch
dudes
of dudes
fucking
talking,
love Metal Gear Solid.
A bunch of dudes talking to each other, never actually taking care of themselves.
That's right. I'm poisoned. Like, too bad.
Talking about made up robots instead of doing it.
In terms of boycotted behaviors for boycotted people, remembering athletes is probably just demographically speaking more likely. Not because girls can't remember, but because, you know, just typically. It's fewer girls have been encouraged to get that into sports, or it has been discouraged.
Or to purchase trading cards. Fewer right. girls get trading cards for their birthday.
Yes. And I mean, like, everyone does this shit. Like, everyone talks about Slayer. Like, I was around a bunch of music nerds all weekend. We talked about bands from 2003. Like, everyone does this shit, just remembering shit from 20 years ago. So, like, naming athletes, yes, and also Metal Gear. I think those are the only two things.
Listen,
like the universal rule, I forget who posted it, that nothing is cool if only dudes like it. It doesn't apply to Metal Gear. That's it. That's the only exception.
Like, in many ways, Metal Gear reads as like a parody of dudes.
Yes, it is.
What is so the ending times. Of Metal Gear? What is the ending of Metal Gear Solid? I thought I was going to die, but thanks to being on my phone all the time, I did.
Oh my god.
Wait.
20 year story about a guy who is like eight different guys who all hate each other and who are all failures of each other's dads trying to establish a country where all the soldiers can just hang out together.
Just
to make it even more narrow. Metal Gear Solid is all about, I'm going to kick my brother's ass. I'm going to beat the shit out of him.
I'm going to kill my dad and kill myself.
I made a friend. Metal Gear, sorry. I made a friend. Did I have to have a lifelong friendship? No, he chose death. That's what happened. So I don't have to deal with him.
He's also, my boss, and he punched me.
He was. Additionally,
I have another
what happens
friend.
At
we
the end?
We just talk online. That's it.
We have the same name.
I never have to go to the doctor because I'm going to die. But I'm not going to die right now, but I'm definitely definitely gonna die. So I'm gonna go into the woods with a hot girl I barely know.
The only woman in the story is naked. She breathes through her skin.
And I'll never have to make a plan again.
What's her name? Quiet. That's why.
What's her name? Quiet. Is she deadly? Absolutely. Can she talk?
Real,
no.
Dog.
Yes. This is 100% real.
We made up basically nothing.
Yeah.
My dog has a knife.
In terms of Metal Gear, I have absorbed Chief and Ramirez.
Yeah. What do I?
Ramirez.
Yeah. Well, Ramirez is from COD. Yeah.
Shit.
Okay. And he does everything.
Sorry, yeah.
Ramirez is too competent for Metal Gear.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. In Metal Gear, it'd be like, I'm an absolute genius, but I get winded.
I've absorbed the notion of boss just osmotically from you guys, yes. And that's it. This is all new.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is not to say that I'm not a gamer.
Maybe the best franchise ever about dudes. Ever. Period.
Her name
Ladies
is
only
quiet.
Think about L. Mm-hmm. LGM.
Yeah.
Luigi's Mansion.
Can I conquer? Yeah. Can I actually pass a mission with flying colors by using a videotape of a man taking a shit loudly? The answer is yes. Yes,
you know who the most powerful weapon? Pornography.
You know who doesn't sit facing the door at a restaurant? Fucking Luigi. That's who. Luigi's just
does
there.
Does he not? Nah. Does he reverse cowgirl it when Luigi's he's taking his shit or what?
No!
This is the weirdest episode of this
class. This is the greatest episode.
And I haven't even gotten to the thing I wanted to talk about. Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, no, this was a great jump off point. Josh McDaniels is definitely a punished snake. Math snake. Math snake. Numbers snake.
I only had one thing I wanted to talk about. Can we get to it before we all have to run? Or do we have to run?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Very important tweet last night, 7:09 p.m., September 25th, 2023, from @SuperLoafCat. They should build a big river across America so you can go across it by boat. Building it would create a lot of jobs, too. There is an attached map. I have dropped it in the chat.
So,
first, I would like to point out the number of states that are going to have huge portions of them eliminated.
Kentucky is
this
gone.
Is functionally gone. Frankfurt's still there. This is functionally, if you're listening at home, we'll tweet this out at the show. We never remember to do this. It's a little bit above I-40, if you imagine where I-40 is, which is to say that most of Virginia, Kentucky, big chunk of Missouri, including St. Louis, is obliterated. Kansas is left with Kansas and South Kansas, but all of South Kansas is now like beachfront property.
Oklahoma is fine.
There's lots of chunks of Colorado. There's lots of Colorado and Utah left. Nevada and California are split into upper and lower Nevada and California, which frankly should please a lot of people on both ends of those states. And also, as the user below suggests, we could create a really narrow spot where boats could get stuck for our entertainment.
So it's mostly a straight line across, roughly from
Virginia kind of zags
through
Nevada.
It zags
from,
up
like,
at
Virginia
Nevada
through Sacramento. Yeah. It does this weird veer in Nevada, and I can't tell which town that is. But it's not Las Vegas. There's just some town in the middle of Nevada that we are
It steers up towards possibly to make Carson City a seafront port.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fine.
I really want the section where you're going through Colorado and the Mountain West, because there's a few options here that I really like.
There's two options, and both of them are really entertaining. Either digging a 6,000-foot deep trench or
kick-ass
tunnel. Tunnel the whole way. All of southern Colorado's border is now a log flume.
I am not an oceanographer or
sure
any
you
other
are.
Kind of scientist. Would this mean that we would be creating essentially a shark and whale tunnel through the United States such that you could go to Nebraska and like go look at whales and octopi and shit?
Well, no, but you could do that in Kansas.
Yeah, obviously not Nebraska, Ryan. Look at the
Nebraska's map. A little far north.
Oh, I'm sorry, sorry. I wasn't paying good attention.
Also, by this map, Branson would be our new Myrtle Beach, which...
that feels right.
That's, which would really do... Yeah. I feel like would do numbers for the U.S. economy.
It kind of already is, but somehow it would become even more Branson.
There's a number of dreams fulfilled by this, and one of them is that at last, Nebraskans can finally die their dream death, which is being eaten by a shark, just south of Topeka.
So you could like watch swim the door from Gatlinburg to Branson to
All right, so that's how we get this back here. If you showed this map, if you showed this map to Dude Coded Brains, how many days would they say they would need to swim the entire width of the continental United States?
Four. And only because I'm stopping off to gamble where the Mississippi meets what we're calling Big River.
Yeah.
I think is where the America's greatest new casino conglomerate is destined to blossom.
What is your preferred direction for the water? East to west or west? Like, how do you want this river to flow?
Ooh. What if it each flows in from the ocean and creates a massive, like, perpetual geyser / splash pad at, like, in Missouri? Missouri's like a splash pad
constant
now.
Constant hurricane in Kansas.
I have an actual
piece. Now we can name any soccer teams that may crop up in the wake. We have a whole new weather feature.
The way it's going to flow,
the
surface of the Pacific Ocean stands about 40 centimeters higher than the Atlantic. So that's we have up. A slight downward grade from west.
Short King. To Atlantic east. Ocean Short King.
That's right.
How did it end up like that? That doesn't seem real. The water's lopsided.
So it has a slight differential, meaning...
What are they hiding?
If I put in... That's true. If I put in an inner tube just off of the coast of, let's say, New Monterey here, okay? That means that I can just tow a cooler of beer.
With your trusty companion otter.
But you're right, with my trusty companion otter. And we can cross at a gentle...
Otter snake.
Otter con. Says boss in the cutest way.
I'm just talking to this otter through a flip phone. I'm like, you're the best friend I've ever had.
The fucking the shitty the 8-bit portrait of otter with an eye patch and a beret.
Yes.
So me and OtterCon can float the lazy river that is the United States
now.
Can
we get OtterCon merch?
Yeah.
But that'd be so disappointing because when I was done, I'd be in like Richmond. That's so depressing.
All that work just to go to
Virginia. Okay, so I think that answers the question. We have to have it flowing east to west.
Here's the other thing.
And nobody wants to end up in Virginia.
I'm depressed to report this. If we dug this giant river through America, within 2 years, that fucker is full of trash. It's got so much garbage.
I'm hearing job creations. This is the new WPA.
Yeah, cleaning the river.
Brother, that's where we're putting the trash, please.
that's what it's for.
Wait, okay, there, that's the answer for the east to west flowing. We're sending all our trash to Virginia, where it belongs.
How are we going to raise the level of the Atlantic so that it's higher? We're going to throw all of the car batteries in there. We're going to throw
Let's have it flow east. We got to level these oceans. Like that, that might be my most...
It's all about a fair playing field for the sea gods.
That's right.
Like also we had the experience of like driving west, like right? Like that's the classic experience. That's what all the stories are about. Let's have the counter narrative of swimming east, right? Because from the perspective of many peoples throughout the history of continent, it hasn't been about going west. Let's tell the other tale.
Okay.
And there's a turtle in both stories.
It's so the opposite of like the hopeful go west, young man. Sorry, go east. Lower your expectations.
Fuck it. Go east.
I was going to become a star and own a ranch and attain fame, and instead I will own a Dunkin' Donuts franchise.
Now
I was born
fan.
A star and I'm moving to somewhere depressing.
Either way, I'm dying in a wagon.
Yeah.
I went to Oregon to find my fortune and now I'm a Browns fan.
Yeah. Like every small town kid dreams of making it out. This way you're making it in.
Oh.
Only to be covered by... Oh, man. A lot of people are going to dump bodies in the Earth's... In
well, yeah. It's
the United States
Kentucky.
Water belt.
People dump bodies in every waterway.
Yeah, please. This is... So what we do is we dump all of the bodies and all of the AC Delco batteries into the Atlantic. We do what humans do best.
And we make water zombies. Water Frankenstein.
Let the bodies hit the lakes.
That's how we
revive
them.
The bodies hit the ocean floor.
Scan.
You're welcome, Uncle Dan. We revived you with this car battery. Now you're back.
What does this mean for Mimal?
Well,
a belt.
Yeah, it's a belt. It's a cummerbund.
Mimel's got a midriff is what it is.
We have to we also have to read it now as Mimel.
If they're cut in Kansas, if they're cut in Missouri in half, this these are the straits of VHS pornography.
Missouri will be happy to hear that.
Yeah. Missouri is so happy to have this happen, right? Like, most of these states are going to be like, well, how are we going to manage it? Missouri will be like, fine.
Splash pad.
Yeah.
Finally, something we're known for besides VHS porn.
Now we know which, like, which region Missouri's in. That's nice for everyone. Because everyone else is like, whew, phew, they're not ours.
Also, no more confusion about which Kansas City is which. They're both gone, I think, under this.
No, they just made the cut.
Ah, shit.
Don't sleep on the state navies that we're going to be able to create out of this.
Yes!
The Nevada Navy. Yeah.
Brother, I'm signing up for the Kentucky Navy.
Choose
tomorrow.
Your fighter. Kentucky North Navy log fluming down out of the mountains.
Mm-hmm. North Kentucky Navy or South Kentucky Navy? Because Kentucky North. Is the most decimated state here.
Okay, so I'm visualizing South Kentucky Navy as more of like a collective of barge situations. Very much a defensive, a fortress type setup.
Do you think Tennessee will just move and capture South Kentucky?
Absolutely.
I think it'd be smart.
Yeah. Tennessee has a unique ability to play in either situation due to its current waterway system. You know, they have the barge capabilities, but also a great deal of whitewater rapids experience. And I'm curious to see how that skill set translates to the open ocean.
Also, you know what I'm doing? I know people open wineries and they're like, hey, you know, we're going to make it work here in North Georgia with some, you know, pretty.
These are those wineries that all have signs up front that say things like premium wine. That's the like things that you think should be applied to gasoline.
We're going to actually open legit ones now that the ocean breezes can cool the highlands of Kentucky. That's right. Kentucky's going to outdo Bordeaux.
Kentucky Chardonnay,
that Arkansas
bitches.
Wine.
Yeah.
So the LA schools make this a problem.
God, what
but
else
does
is
this
new?
River perfectly bisect the United States into Big Ten and SEC country?
It
maybe
could.
Maybe it's with the bump in Nevada.
Like I know Lexington is gone.
Columbia, we're gonna have to move Mizzou, but that's fine. They don't.
Do we have to move them?
They can have them.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just leave them.
Do we leave them at the bottom of the sea?
They kicked a 61-yard field goal to win a football game.
Oh shit!
Game.
No, I forgot about that. Like we got to bring them.
So we got to bring.
But still, they can be in the Big Ten. That's fine.
That's fine.
They'll be happier. Everyone involved will be happier.
So Lower Kentucky becomes part of Tennessee. Say Arkansas claims Missouri's leftover Ozarks. You know, and Northern Kentucky, Ohio probably claims that or whatever. I want to draw our attention to Southern Colorado, that purple sliver. What if that goes to Oklahoma and Oklahoma gets even more fucked up shape? Looks like three Tetris pieces.
It becomes that dad we talked about who tried to like put a pole saw on a broom handle.
Yeah, this is when a kid makes a gun out of Legos.
The double
that's what
broom
this looks
republic.
Like. Yeah.
The double broom Commonwealth of America.
The panhandle's
Oklahoma
panhandle.
Looks like some shit that would kill a Japanese prime minister.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, don't even stop there. Give them the bottom part of Utah. Give them the bottom part of Nevada as well.
I was looking forward to having a bunch of states that were entirely beach strips, but I like this idea
a
lot better.
Yeah, you could keep this going. A little bit of Utah in there. A little bit of... Oh, wow.
I think then you start going back the other direction, and you're like, they get the part of Missouri.
This is how actual Texas happens. Just so we're clear.
Shit. Coast to coast Oklahoma. What have
yeah.
Been? And ironically, when you do this, what you create is a horns up.
Wow.
Oh. Okay.
This does look like horizontal Chile, though. This is amazing.
This is good. We should do this. Like,
see?
Yeah, no, we should. Let's get also, started. You know, one thing is going to be true
My
in that belt
about,
state.
About having this is that there's been a point in the conversation in all of this where everyone's eyes have suddenly lit up as they've kind of like dug their heels into it.
Mine is the vineyards of St. Louis.
Yeah. That's what I'm Ryan's was just now, and Jason's was a minute ago when he realized that we could make a kaiju state.
Mine is the,
I'm very passionate
mine is
about weird
people
Oklahoma.
Being able to say, we're going to Indiana to go to the beach.
You could do that anyway,
home
Ryan. Indiana has beaches. Indiana has beautiful
lakes.
Beaches on the Great Lakes. I can't believe you would say that about
lakes.
Indiana.
Oh,
a
yeah,
state
Superior?
Everyone knows everything about.
I'm sorry,
we're
does
building
Superior have a Missouri
the Great Lakes
pad?
Can fuck off.
Gary has
Lake
beaches.
Inferior, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bang.
Okay, what if we change this very slightly?
and we cap it off on the ends, and we've just built one huge swimming pool in the middle of America.
Oh, that's so,
so that
much
way
pee.
It's not salty.
A lot of
pee. Yeah, and it's just okay. One big. It's just America's giant party lake.
So and like the Missouri is from, the Mississippi is flowing into it from both ends for yes. Like circulation.
Yes.
So then to get from Arkansas to Missouri,
the Mississippi is the pool filter. Essentially,
to get from Arkansas to Missouri, you have to walk to North Carolina, walk to Virginia, and then walk all the way back west.
As our forefathers would have.
That's going to slow down some meth pipelines. So we've also solved a drug problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's going to be no cops in this shit, right?
No.
Like, there's just in no the cops.
Cops can't swim.
We're just going to put up a sign that says, go away.
No lifeguard. No lifeguard on duty. That's the new mile marker signs. It's just no lifeguard on duty signs all the way across the
country. Also, if you want new dude goals, right? Because this nation will obviously be divided and have
nude dude goals. Nude dude goals.
That's what water's for.
Just putting so many.
That could have been a full cast sponsor in like 2013, frankly.
Nude dude goals.
That was probably pitched. Yeah,
for men.
It's about shaving your nutsack. We used to get that pitched to us all the time.
God, every
dude. It's the support hose for men.
A couple of those got through,
and it always the ad copy would always be like, "Get it? It's about balls," and it's like, yeah.
Nuts.
That's the punchline.
Just the copy. The copy is just pearls, gems, family.
The ads should have been the meetings where they were pitched to us. So I was like, get it? It's for your nards.
But we've actually
Tay-Tax. Official sponsor of the full. Sorry.
Viagra suppositories.
Also, if you go back, some of these are probably still in there because some of these ads were not dynamic.
That's true.
They're definitely still in there back.
Yeah.
This is like post SeatGeek.
Yeah.
Man, Viagra suppository has not been. It's not been evaluated.
Didn't
by
we
the
do
FDA.
Boner pills until we realized they were boner pills? Wasn't that?
Yeah, I did. Do you remember what happened? I told them that I was going to be reading the boner pill ads from now on, and we never got another one.
That's true.
Nice.
That was Hims.
Point.
Just with that, this didn't work with all of them. But I was like, I'm going to be reading the. I read one, and they never made it to them again.
For men, they're like, yep, nope.
For men,
this river is just for men. By the way, this is man river. No ladies allowed. Man river.
Yeah.
Man river. So what part of this map are we giving the ladies then? If we're claiming this,
all
huge?
The land. They get all the land.
So they get all the dirt.
Yeah. They get all the dirt. And yeah.
Grow
little crops.
Grow little flowers in. Grow their food and
you'll
babies.
You'll like growing crops.
Plant the babies in the cabbage patch.
Plant the babies in the dirt. Ew, babies are gross.
Barren, rotten place where my seeds can find no purchase.
I'm Huck Finn.
Babies shit their pants. That scares me.
Seed is woman's work.
Oh, I got to take to the waters and be a pirate of Nebraska. See you later, my fair lad.
I'm going to go punch a fucking shark.
Orlando Bloom made this look like it smelled a lot better.
Do you know how many stupid invasive species we're going to trash this thing with? There's going to be, because there'll be no natural occurring.
How many mutating Asian carp we're
going to yeah, exactly. There's going to be like nothing but Asian carp and bettas, right? Like, there's just going to be shit from aquariums.
And everybody releases all their. A national festival day where every child releases their unwanted carnival fighting fish.
Right.
Christy's running on giant koi pond, and it's
if you oh no! Make a north oh no! You guys,
where would you put it?
What's that noise?
A north to south version?
Yeah.
Isn't that just the Mississippi?
I'm recognizing there's already a Mississippi, but we're still going thick Mississippi. Though.
I'm making a reef out of Ford Explorers. Is what I'm doing.
I am bisecting Lower Michigan and going all the way down and just cutting in half there
because so
I want
three
Michigan.
Michigans?
I want Michigan to have three states to be in three parts, like. And insist that it's all the same thing.
Can Detroit be like a floating city so there's four Michigans?
Yep.
Like this.
Yep. We're going straight. Yeah. Just straight down from there.
I would just crack super Mississippi. That's it. We're just making thick Mississippi. We're just going to.
I'm going to take a pseudo continental divide route and just kind of shift it a little bit. Let's go down through. Montana. Let's take a Lego approach and take the squares like to the left of my.
Oh, you're going to Ted Turner it.
Yeah, I'm gonna Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, New Mexico it for tidiness sake, and also if we have a fairly straight sided river, it will be very easy to navigate for commerce and for fun.
I think I'm gonna go diagonal Seattle to Miami. Call it the seatbelt.
That's good. Ooh, that's strong. Like that.
Yeah.
And that's instead, that's, there it is. Instead of high speed rail, we just have jet skis.
Yes. Take that, China.
Jason, can I go ahead and add a codicil to yours, which is by creating the seatbelt? Can
the
you
fuck
just
is
continue?
A codicil?
Can you just
some shit? Can you just in Florida?
Can you just create a stripe here that goes through in the entirety and width of Florida so that you just eliminate the state completely?
Yeah, that wouldn't be hard to just sort of squiggle it and
yeah,
no, just save everyone the trouble.
Just give it a little flourish. Actually, if you let's see, if you angled Florida, you'd be left with the panhandle.
Florida just becomes Pensacola.
If you took like okay,
the dream finally, the dream. Florida's been solved.
Take a stripe the width of Tallahassee to Jacksonville, and you take that straight up. You knock out Atlanta, which is great. You knock out Nashville, which is also great. Indianapolis and Springfield are gonna like bank this river. Oh,
can we?
We can't do this because this eliminates Madison.
No, but can we do this for the seatbelt? Can you make sure that when we're doing this stripe, that it goes theatrically around Atlanta, but straight through Birmingham? That's what we need to do.
Oh, whoops!
Y'all wanted to segregate it.
Yeah, well, you're separate now. Half you over there, half you over there. Bunch of water in the middle.
And
hope
we
you
took
like
your
it.
Statue of a guy's butt.
Here's a pool you can't fill with concrete, Birmingham. Enjoy.
Think it'd be cool diving Vulcan, though. That'd be great, right?
They would try to fill the whole thing with concrete, too.
Yeah.
Fucking Mountain Brook.
They would be able to. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
They would appreciate the challenge. They, like, right now, diggers in Birmingham are like, if they try to dig a ditch from Seattle to Miami, here's what we're going to do. Right. They're tactical in the
if
whole
I
thing.
If I hear one, I'm putting sugar in the tank every cement mixer I see.
My brother's a contractor.
I bet this is how God said it.
I got
that's the second most dangerous guy is the I know a contractor
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, no, I got some people.
I bet this is how God planned the Great Flood.
Yeah.
I bet this is the exact process.
Doing designs first.
And eventually it was just like, I don't know, what if we all sliders to max? In. What happens most, if we go all
so
sliders
like, doing
max?
Some shit where it's like you draw an MS Paint in MS Paint square and then you're like, let's just fill it in.
Paint
this
fill,
is a genuine
paint
question
fill.
Thing that I do not know. It's going to sound like a joke, but it's not. Where does the Latter-day Saints Bible say that the Great Flood occurred?
The Latter-day Saints Bible specifically?
Don't they have the Garden of Eden in Missouri?
Yes.
So where was the Great Flood? Hang on.
Lake of the Ozarks?
Matt.
Matt Brown.
Matt, are you on the call?
Matt, help us out.
Jason, you're fond. Right. Jason, you're fond of they found the horn discourse, right? And no, since we're doing every bad podcast in one today, right? Like, since we've got hot dude
we
opinions.
We usually just do the one bad podcast.
No, we're doing them all.
We haven't even done the bad sports podcast today.
We'll just throw
sorry,
this one in.
Sorry, you'll have to wait next week for your bad sports
tune podcast. Tune in Saturday night for bad sports podcast.
This is a my this uncle is a really from, interesting read, and there are no pictures, so it's going
to
take
to be
me a
fair,
minute.
We talked about the Titans and the Raiders, and if that's not bad sports, I don't know what
that's
is.
True.
My uncle... One time
I
at
can't
a family
believe the Dolphins
event.
Dropped 70 points and Cerber's a Dolphins fan
insane.
And we haven't even fucking
nope.
mentioned
it. Nope. Fucking insane. 70 fucking... Where were you when you found out about 70 points?
I was just learning that they had scored 63.
I was
YMCA.
It's fucked up.
Yeah. Every time I looked, they had more. It was amazing.
They had to
Birmingham, Alabama, as a matter of fact.
They had to ease up. They had to ease up on the gas, and NFL owners are still like, you've
yeah, they were
you've
nice about
the
it.
Game by embarrassing the Denver
This
Broncos.
Is the same thing that happened with Oregon. This is not the same thing that happened with Oregon, but as with Oregon, everyone's like, this is how they were trying not to do this. They were running the ball.
They had a lineman after the game.
To Sean Payton.
Like, you give a shit.
Guardian of the
Sean
Shield.
Protect our snozberry. Don't you protect our little snozberry.
Like, yeah, he's the guy you hate the most. NFL.
Also, the Dolphins coach, whose name currently escapes me.
Mike McDaniel.
Speaking of short kings, what have we learned throughout all time over not fighting the shortest guy in the organization?
Fair.
Imagine how many people Mike McDaniel had to fight. Coming up.
Like, yeah. 70 points is fucking hilarious.
Oh, it is.
It's not the funniest thing that happened in the NFL. I gotta find this. Hold on.
Isn't it?
They had a Broncos lineman interviewed after the game who's like, I've been here for 7 years and all we've done is lose.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It was, and like it was legit actively, sad.
He seemed like actively... all right, so...
The only fun that I had was imagining what Russ was saying on the sidelines when they were down like 55.
Hey, guys.
And what was being said back to him.
One play at a time.
one play at a time. We just do this, and just someone would be like, "Shut the fuck up,
God! For the love of God,
shut the fuck up!
I hate you."
I don't even go here. I would like to note on this our NFL podcast that the Buffalo Bills led the Washington Commanders 37-0 with 46 seconds left, and then the Commanders kicked a 51-yard field goal.
Bravery, courage, valor. These are words we use to describe these men.
Like, boy math.
The NFL should understand that kicking a field goal when you're down 37 is more dishonorable than scoring 70 points.
Than losing by 50. Than losing because you scored 20. At least you were fighting.
Because at least with the zero, it's like, oh, something went bad wrong. And with, sure, with the little number over there, it's like, oh, so you are capable of it. You just chose not to.
Oh, yeah. You were trying?
Ooh.
This at an hour and 24 into this, does anyone want to read the schedule?
It's I'll tell
not
you
really.
What,
not really, not on this episode.
Watcher of the grid, what say you?
It's not up to week four in terms of ranked versus ranked games. Let's just say that it'll be fun. It's always fun, but
Tennessee plays South Carolina at night.
It's very much a just turn the TV on kind of Saturday.
See what happens.
That's kind of no. I like the you know, just skip around. You'll find something interesting.
Clemson,
like the very beginning of a buffet.
Clemson at Syracuse.
Oh no.
Maybe sure. There's a lot of maybes. That's a lot of
Ole Miss. Like the closest thing to a headliner is LSU Ole Miss. If that tells you anything.
Kansas Texas maybe.
Sure.
It feels weird to be like Kansas is ranked in, like, I don't know. I think Texas is probably going to win pretty easily.
Okay, genuine interest. Utah, Oregon State.
Sure.
That's a Friday game.
That's an awesome game.
There's a fairly interesting Friday slate. Yeah.
Friday is very solid this week.
This is more robust Friday slate than we deserve.
This is one of the best Fridays in a very long time.
Hey, Georgia Auburn.
Yeah. Georgia. You know what? I'm tired of people being so hateful about this game.
That was a new one. Wow.
I posted about it the other day, and a bunch of Ole Miss fans, he said this all the time about, like, the Egg Bowl, which
I don't remember him saying that before.
Yeah, I a bunch of us missed it, apparently. Apparently it's a freezism.
Maybe he kept that in the family.
Yeah.
For once.
Yeah. Just, you know, if you could just play not with hate in your heart.
Okay, and in the continued list of why are you doing this, Baylor's playing UCF in Orlando.
Well, they don't have a choice there. That's a conference game.
They can't
escape. Because that's the world we live in.
I know.
Arkansas State UMass, that is a contender for a certain kind of game of the year. Let's see where we're at. Arkansas State's 2-2. All right.
And UMass has a win and has UMass has
is currently second to last in the computer composite. Nevada is currently last.
Boise and Memphis both need some get right in their systems.
I would probably rather watch that than Pitt Virginia Tech. I gotta be honest.
I'm gonna make it through the whole year Coastal Southern. At Virginia Tech at all.
Pitt Virginia Tech is the two-man no parachute game. I feel like
that's a lot of time to think on the way down too.
Somebody's gonna grab that backpack. They're gonna pull the ripcord, and a bunch of picnic shit is gonna fly out of the back.
I'm sorry, I forgot game of the week. It's Notre Dame at Duke.
Notre Dame Duke.
I'm not really kidding.
7:30 Eastern on ABC.
Hell yes, Duke football.
Looks like the game of the week is Buffalo Akron. Two sub 120 teams.
Like, have we stopped to consider that we might be hurtling towards, not that, when's the first college football playoff ranking? Like, late October?
Week six?
About a month away.
What if Duke's in the first playoff ranking?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Finally, something good happens to Duke football.
Duke has been in, they have ranked once.
In the playoff ranking? No, I mean, sorry.
In 2014.
You mean on the
four?
On the fucking graphic?
On the what? Like, what if?
Oh.
Wow.
Because by the time we get there, if it's when I think it is, undefeated Duke will have beaten Clemson, Notre Dame, and Florida State.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that would have to put them in.
They are.
At that point.
Yeah.
And they are, yeah, they're ahead of them only because they have one more win in the conference are Florida State and, I know we all don't think Louisville's going to stay up there.
The thing is, Clemson keeps losing, and that win is only going to it's going to lose some shine over time.
Well, look at the teams. Look at the teams above Duke in the ACC.
This is sorry, but you're no longer a quality win for Duke.
Well, hang on. Florida State has Virginia Tech and Syracuse before they themselves play. It might come down to the Florida State game, which is in week seven.
If they get past that Florida State game, you realize that the next major challenge for them is the basketball classic. It's going to be Duke at UNC.
We're going.
That's fine.
We're going.
Yeah. I mean, now we're gassing them all up and Notre Dame's going to win because that ruins everything, but
yeah,
that's fine.
Duke fans and UNC fans rooting for a big football game. That's such confusion. Such emotional
Duke's
confusion.
Duke's beat the shit out of four pretty bad teams. UConn, Northwestern, Lafayette, and Clemson. Yep. But these scores are rough.
Server, it's not okay that he's doing this.
Oh, sorry, Server. Shit, I
just wanted to talk
about Server, you're so nice and you're such a normal person that I keep forgetting this about you.
He works on this show. He's not normal.
Cade Klubnik looked pretty good last week.
Okay, buddy.
Great.
Okay.
Clemson did look really, really good against FSU, if we believe FSU is really good.
That was a good game. I enjoyed watching that game.
I just want to remind everyone that it wasn't that long ago that Server was like, I think I'd be happier if Clemson.
Can we? Okay. Somebody out there.
To a guy that we beat five times already, so that he can say he's our daddy. That's
somebody. Somebody out there in Reddit or on the Discord is going to know this. This was last year or the year before, and I asked Server if when Clemson started to wobble from off their dynastic perch. If he thought that Clemson fans were going to return to baseline or if they were going to stay as rabid and foamy as they were then. And I don't remember what episode it was, but I know one of you weirdos does. So please let us know because I want to find that conversation.
I'm on record as having longed for an 8-4 Clemson team. And
oh, you God said you guys were going to say it. Exactly the same. And so far you're right.
Can I talk you into 8-5?
Yeah, 8. Damn, man! So we got to go to a bowl game, like when there's nothing else.
You don't have to listen.
Too.
Listen, bowl games.
You sound like me, man. What's up? Shit.
You can have the academic standards and not fool with those.
I kind of want 8-8. Yeah, I'd be fine with 8-5 if it meant we were 8-4. Because I think 8-4 gets us to the Mayo Bowl.
Let's play the game.
Favored in every remaining game, as things are. Like depending on how Notre Dame looks at the time.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the schedule's not.
They'll have them at home, which is always going to help. The Miami.
Depending on
game,
at
maybe
Miami.
Not,
depending on what North
depending
Carolina
on how
does.
They're looking, but right now, just massive ratings just to pick one out.
Over,
I don't think they'd be favored over North Carolina. Right now?
Yeah. I don't think so.
No, that
UNC,
spread's
where
probably,
is that game? In,
UNC is in
Clemson?
In Clemson.
They're going to get a couple points, I think, because, like, unless this, I mean, if the bottom falls out.
Hang on. Clemson's 2-2. Let's walk it out. At Syracuse.
So UNC would currently be favored over Clemson, at least in North Carolina. But, yeah. I mean, my thing with UNC is always those motherfuckers are not real. So, like,
actually,
let's
see
in a month.
Here's the
You've got to go to Columbia, and you've got to go to Columbia in the last week, but the 3 weeks before that are all at home.
Yeah. Clemson would be favored in almost every game.
The problem is, like, I can't go through the schedule and try and predict, like, oh, do we still have a 10-2 season? Like, maybe we backdoor our way into a rematch with FSU in the or Duke in the ACC championship game. The problem is, I've seen this team play really good. See first half against Florida State. See second half against Charleston Southern.
First three quarters.
Wait, pause for a moment and talk about. You're talking about backdrawing your way into a rematch with Duke in the championship.
Yeah.
Game.
I mean, but like,
we're in a strange new world.
I try to tell myself that story, but it's like that's not going to happen because like this team, I fully expect could just turn it on and run the table from here on out. But like, man, I just don't think they can go that long without stepping on themselves. To not at least pick up, you know, two or three more.
As of right now, Massey favors Clemson over UNC by 7. Would favor Clemson over UNC in Clemson by 3. FPI would favor by 3.5. So, yeah.
They're going to be favored a lot of the way. But, I mean,
Syracuse were they favored over Duke? I guess that's my rebuttal to that.
We're only talking about the future.
Were they 2-point underdog to Florida State. To Florida State, at home with a 25-game home conference winning streak. Like,
which...
It's insane.
My point is, 8 wins is easily attainable.
Yeah, they should. They should win 6 more games, but God, it seems like that's going to be really hard.
It's going to ruin my UNC play or my NC State playoff pick, too.
I am really worried about how bad everyone's going to feel by the time we get to Clemson, South Carolina. Like, that's already, like, a good crockpot.
Who's everyone and bad about what?
Everything.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
In all directions.
Yeah. Spencer Rattler's not losing that game. He's not. Wow. He is
they
not.
They nearly lost to Mississippi State.
I don't care.
Yeah, but that wasn't that
you're
game.
Not losing.
Okay.
I think Clemson fans are very much more like would sell the rest of the season just to beat South Carolina at this point.
That's because, sad, dude.
Because
don't do that. Don't do that.
It's only to take it. It's only to take it from South Carolina because that's what they're in for. Like South Carolina fans are already as disappointed as Clemson fans are because they were supposed to be good.
Nobody's happy to be 2-2 at this point.
No.
Even though both of you have played a probable college football playoff team in Georgia and Florida State.
You know, and
both you got FBI, your asses kicked by a North Carolina team.
According to FBI, you're the 2 best 2-2 teams in the country. Thumbs up.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You're the best mid. The best mid of the world.
You're ahead of Arkansas. That's how good you are.
Look, guys, we're only 6 fumbles and 2 interceptions away from undefeated.
Same.
Arkansas has pulled off something kind of amazing.
What did they do?
This is going to sound like a backhanded compliment, and it's not. They had a coach come in who had a big personality come in as coach, and they had a very loud, party-filled, personality-driven rise. And now that the bottom is kind of falling out, they're not getting any of that attention, which is not usually the case. Mm-hmm. You know, usually everyone wants to come back now and be like, well, maybe if you'd spent less time on pig statues and more time on the practice field. And yeah, they're kind of being allowed to drift back down in peace, and I think that's interesting.
What if Arkansas plays Oregon on Oregon's tour? Oregon God. As the defenders of non-flashiness. Oregon goes to Arkansas.
This isn't about ornate porcine statuary.
This isn't
this about football.
Game. It's about normal off-tackle runs while wearing regular green shirts with no stripes.
I had kind of thought that Dan Lanning was a weird fit at Georgia until this past week. And now I'm like, I see how this worked. Okay.
Until he revealed he was WCW all along. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Until he revealed himself to be not the twin, but at least a close cousin of that guy on the golf course who took his shirt off.
We're not out here filming everything, guys.
Yeah, yeah. We're not doing all this shit for likes.
Can you bring my monitor up a little
as
bit?
I'm posting it's my video.
Okay,
on
that's better.
Social
next take,
media.
Next take. Okay, good.
We don't pay attention to outside noise. Here's a clip of Skip Bayless.
I don't really know what one person. I mean, I guess it's Dion. I was like, I don't know what one person we can nail this coach promo down era to being responsible for, but I love it. Oh God.
This is just an evolution of the 5-ish years we've done of nobody believed in us. Like, now we're just focusing it on people.
Finally, we know who it is that doesn't.
Yes, you specifically. Yes. You singular.
It turns out it was Lou Holtz who didn't believe in you.
All Dion has done has been like, here are the names
specify
of the people
your
that
haters.
Didn't believe. Yeah. Like, this is not which, different from the shit
I'm
Kirby
Dan Lanning, and welcome to my YouTube show. Let's which, hunt and kill Lou Holtz.
This is not
which
different from Stetson Bennett at the championship parade being like, everybody thought we'd go sub-500. You're just making shit up.
Famous people who are 87 years old.
No, but Dan Lanning, you're ignoring the one great innovation Dan Lanning has made in this trash talk, which is this, that Dan Lanning, if you watched the fine propaganda film that Oregon dropped about their defeat of Colorado.
Colorado, said, the first ever football players to talk trash.
Yes.
Y'all, the list of 87-year-old celebrities who he could also start beef with is spectacular. You want to talk about a murderer's... Oh, I said murderer's row, and then I got to Woody Allen and King Solomon. Okay, I probably shouldn't use that phrase.
Well...
Julie Andrews.
Andrews didn't believe in the Ducks.
She said.
Yeah.
I heard what she said.
A little spoonful of sugar going to make this loss go down a little easier.
Robert Redford, your foreskin face did not believe in our football program.
We're going to Jeremiah Johnson him.
Yeah. Chris Christopherson, Alan Alda, step the fuck back.
To bring it a little bit full circle, I think all this like shit talking also it comes from the same broken brain that thinks I'm a Cracker Barrel and I must assess threats.
Yep.
Which is that the world is out.
The idea that these people think about you for a second.
I am the main player of this video game.
Ooh, ooh, yeah.
And I'm ready for everyone to attack at any
Sepp Blatter is 87.
And yeah. I'm going to John Wick Sepp Blatter. You'll watch.
Louis Gossett Jr., you know what you did.
I'm going to grab, grab cinnamon candy.
Route.
Yeah, I'm going to grab cinnamon candy, throw into eye of assailant.
I heard Princess Elizabeth of Yugoslavia was talking shit.
Man, but Dan Lanning did this
really,
thing.
Has really not done much for people who are like, yeah, must assess threats now. Everyone with the cell phone's a fucking threat now.
No, but Dan Lanning said that Oregon was playing Oregon. That's what he said in this thing. He was like, yeah, listen, we're playing against ourselves, right? Which means Dan Lanning has set up the unique and innovative notion of cutting a promo on himself when Oregon loses.
He's the one who doesn't believe in Oregon.
Yeah, whoa. You know who didn't believe in Oregon? Oregon! Oregon went out there and took Oregon down!
I don't believe in you, fellas.
Yeah.
There's some asshole standing here right now where I am standing who doesn't believe in you.
Josh McDaniels has said that at some point.
to be fair, he got confused.
To be fair, he had to get their attention because he is quite short.
He did
Josh McDaniels kicked a field goal eight yards away from the game-tying touchdown. He doesn't believe in his team one fucking
minute. What was I going to do, try to score a touchdown? Why would I do that?
Have you seen this garbage?
How mad are like Dennis Leary and Dennis Miller that their crests of fame are not coinciding with this national attitude? I mean, I'm grateful, but how mad are they?
I believe in the ability to overcome the adversity that is ourselves, using the skills that we have given ourselves by overcoming the adversity we have provided vis-a-vis ourselves.
Now that coaches are confirming the bad take people have always gotten through to them, the bad take people are going to become so much louder.
This is like finding out Kirk Herbstreit searches his name on Twitter, which he does.
Not once. Never. No.
Mm-mm. You can't break that seal.
Yeah. Do you know who trash talks Dan Lanning? He's probably in his own mentions. It's like, I don't believe in you.
Yeah.
I built a burner bot. Talk shit about
punching mirrors.
Now we're back to Metal Gear. Yourself is what Metal Gear is all about.
Everything is wrestling. Everything is Metal Gear.
Everything is Metal Gear, which is wrestling, by the way.
Yes. Yes.
It is. The real war is the war of the self, and also the one with bombs and bullets. But mostly
that's why they've both got Big Boss Man.
Yeah.
The real war is a ladder match of the mind.